Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm your host, Alex. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really cool lined up. We're diving into the ultimate YouTube thumbnail design secrets for 2026, specifically how to make them mobile friendly. Exactly. You might think designing your thumbnails on a massive 4K monitor makes sense, but that logic can actually hurt your clicks. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So, what's the deal with that? Well, over 70% of YouTube traffic comes from mobile devices. If your thumbnail looks messy on a phone, you're pretty much invisible to 7 out of 10 people. It's crucial to think about how it appears on a smaller screen. That makes total sense. It's like when you're scrolling on your phone, if something doesn't grab your attention right away, you just move on. Exactly. Research shows that 68% of mobile viewers decide to click within just 1 second. That's all the time you get to make an impression. So, if your text is microscopic or the image is cluttered, people will scroll past. So, how do we avoid that? What are some tricks for making sure the thumbnail pops on mobile? A pro tip is to zoom out your design to 10% on your monitor while you're working. If you can't read the text or understand the image at that size, then a mobile user definitely won't click it. That's a great tip. Now, I've heard about safe zones for thumbnails. What's that about? Oh, the safe zone is crucial. Many creators make the mistake of placing key elements like text or faces in the bottom right corner. But that's where YouTube places the timestamp overlay. If your text is hidden behind that box, nobody can read it. Wow. I never thought about that. So where should we be placing our text instead? Ideally, text should be placed in the top left corner. Plus, using a resolution of 1280 by 720 helps maintain the 16:9 aspect ratio while keeping the file size manageable for quick loading on mobile networks. That's really helpful. What about the colors? I know that can make a big difference too. Yes, color psychology plays a big role. You want colors that pop, like bright yellow text on a red background or neon green on black. These combinations really stand out, especially on OLED phone screens. That's so true of thumbnails that just jump out at me because of their color choices, right? And it's also about creating contrast. If your background is busy, keep the text simple. If the background is clean, you can experiment a bit more with text effects. Got it. Now, what about using AI tools? Can they really help with thumbnail design? Absolutely. AI tools can analyze trends and generate thumbnail variations that are likely to get more clicks. For instance, MrBeast saw a 34% increase in his click-through rate just by using AI-generated variations tailored for mobile. That's impressive. So you don't need to be a Photoshop wizard to create eye-catching thumbnails? Not at all. Tools like CapCut's free AI design tool can help anyone create high-quality thumbnails without any prior experience. You just need to know what works. That's a game changer. But how do you know if your design is effective? Great question. YouTube's test and compare feature allows you to upload multiple thumbnail variations and see which one performs best in terms of watch time. Custom thumbnails that follow mobile-first tips can increase watch time by 15 to 30%.
Oh, wow.
So you could have 3 versions of a thumbnail, like a close-up face, an action shot, and a text-focused design, and see which one resonates more with viewers. Exactly. It's fascinating how sometimes the simplest design can outperform the more complex ones. This is all super actionable stuff. So if someone is getting ready to upload a thumbnail, what should they check before hitting that button? They should ask themselves, does it pop? Can the text be read in 1 second? And is the bottom right corner clear of any overlays? If they can say yes to all that, they're ahead of 90% of the competition. Love it. So, what's the bottom line on all of this? Alex, the key takeaway is that mobile optimization is a must. Strong, mobile-optimized thumbnails can boost click-through rates significantly and help creators stand out in a crowded space. Definitely. I think listeners will appreciate these insights. Alex, for tuning in, everyone. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.